I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. We'll head out to the guest line right now. Welcome in a man that won a national championship as the head coach of the Baylor Bears on Monday night. It's our pleasure to welcome on Scott Drew to the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, congratulations. Thanks for making the time.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And I tell you what, Beth Barnes at CBS, she deserves a raise now because on December 5th, she said, let's not play this game with Baylor Gonzaga. Let's hold it on April 5th. It'll be the most watched game since the NBA Finals Game 6 in 2019. So that was a great call by her. I'm just giving you a shout-out, Beth.
Well, how about that? Because we were all looking forward to that game on December 5th, and then unfortunately because of COVID, the game didn't happen. To eventually get that game, it's just kind of something that you can't even write up in a year that really you can't write up.
Yeah, God had a better plan, that's for sure. And the funny thing was, right after the game got canceled, I was talking with Coach Few, and we're like, you know what? If we're going to try to play this game, but if it doesn't work out and we meet back here on April 5th, how great would that be? And it turns out that's what ended up happening. So it was a great, great run for them. And obviously both teams were blessed to be in the championship game and really excited that we were able to make history at Baylor, winning the first basketball championship in school's history and only the second in the state of Texas. And the first being in 55 years ago in 1966 with a Glory Road movie in Texas Western.
Coach, when you hear Baylor Bears, NCAA champions, what goes through your mind?
Well, it really hadn't hit me yet because, last night was the first time we got any sleep. And I woke up and I'm like, all right, who do we got next? What's for practice? I thought, wait a minute, we don't have to play anymore. We're good. We won. So anyway, it'll take a little time to soak in. But I can tell you that there's only two teams happy at the end of the year, and that's the team that wins the NIT championship, and that's the team that wins the NCAA championship. And we've done the NIT championship thing. That was an unbelievable feeling, cutting down nets in Madison Square Garden. But winning the big one and cutting down nets in Indianapolis this year is obviously something that we'll all remember for a lifetime. And so happy that, we have to give a big shout-out to the NCAA and Dan Gavitt and all the medical staff that made it even possible to have the NCAA tournament. Because we got to remember, most of these guys aren't going to the NBA. And the culmination and the highlight of their college career is March Madness and having a chance to have the NCAA tournament. And after a year ago when we didn't have that opportunity, we all were so blessed to have it this year.
You come from a great basketball family, and I know you weren't able to see your family for a while because you were inside the NCAA bubble and you kept on winning games. What was your conversation like with your family, especially with your dad and brother after the game?
Well, my little man, all he kept asking my wife is, when can I come home to play two-on-one with him and his younger brother against me? So he was more concerned about that. It was great after the game to be able to see my family up in the stands, and I know the emotions they must have been feeling, and then obviously talking with them afterwards. When you have those special moments, you always want to celebrate it with family and friends. And I know I would never have been where I'm at coaching-wise without my dad, a Hall of Fame coach, and so excited my brother was able to be there as well.
Scott Drew here with us from the national championship-winning Baylor Bears. Back in 2003, everyone has now seen this clip from your press conference. It's gone viral. You were taking over really ugly circumstances that you can't really even describe. And you said at Baylor University, I did not come to go to the NCAA tournament. We came to win games at the NCAA tournament. We came with the chance to win a national championship at Baylor University. No one thought that was possible but you at the time and a select maybe few others at the university, even if that. What did you see with Baylor in that opportunity in 2003 that no one else saw coming?
Well, first and foremost, I'd seen the blueprint from my dad when he went to Valpo. Valparaiso never had a winning record in Division One, and Digger Phelps at the time was in South Bend, a close friend of my dad's, and he said, hey, you can't win there. It's a dead-end job. And I saw my dad go there and obviously worked with him and build it to where we were going to tournaments all year in and year out, and obviously had so much success. And at Baylor, I thought we could do the exact same thing. And we had a president and administrators at the time and since then that have had the same vision, and that is you're not only just preparing student athletes for athletics, but it's also academics, character formation, spiritual growth. And if you have the resources, you're playing in the six out of the last 7 years, the Big 12 has been the highest ranked basketball conference. If you have all that, why can't you win a national championship? So I knew I felt prayed about it, felt led to come, and obviously God sometimes blesses you. And we'd been so close. I mean, in 2010, we lose to Duke, who wins it all in the Elite Eight. And that was in anyone's game to the last couple minutes. And you're like, dang, we could have won a national championship. And then 2012, we lose to Kentucky, who they play in the national championship game against Kansas, who we had just beaten in the Big 12 tournament. So you're like, dang, we're actually closer than we think. Now, what happened was since then, we've been ranked number one 3 out of the last 5 years. Only us in Kansas in the Power Five have won 18 or more a year since 2008. So we've been consistent, but you don't get a chance at the Final Four every year, and you don't get a chance at a national championship every year. And there's so many great players and coaches and programs that haven't had a chance to enjoy that. When we got there and got to the Final Four this year, we wanted to make sure we made the most of the opportunity. And we have a great group of guys that are unbelievable basketball players, better people. And got to give them credit for the player leadership they had to where, hey, let's not be happy to be in the Final Four. Let's win this thing.
And you guys obviously did that, and you didn't only win it. You won it in decisive fashion. Did that catch you by surprise with how lopsided the games were up against a really good Houston team, and we know what Gonzaga was chasing, going for perfection?
Well, you always come up with a game plan where you feel if you execute, you can win the game. But to get separation, you have to have multiple things go your way. And obviously, our team was earlier in the year pre-pause. We were undefeated, really playing great basketball, top three offense in the country, top three defense in the country. Following the pause, our defense had dropped off. And then, thank goodness, in after we lost in the conference tournament, we were able to practice and get back to form. And then during the NCAA tournament, we were able to practice a couple days between rounds, which really helped us continue to get better. If the players didn't buy in and practice hard and try to get better during that time, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did in the semifinal and final.
National champion Scott Drew here with us, the head coach of the Baylor Bears. When you guys had that pause, people were wondering if you could find that level of great play once again this year, or was it going to just be too much to overcome? Did you ever doubt yourself? Did you ever doubt your team, or did you know that through time they were going to get it back?
Well, this is unprecedented time, so you don't know for sure on anything when it deals with COVID and recovery and whatnot. But I knew one thing, and that was if there was a way we could find, our guys would find it. So I felt a lot better going to the NCAA tournament after having a week of practice, because prior to that, when you miss 3 weeks of season, and then all of a sudden you come back and you play six games in 14 days, all you're doing is playing, recovering, and prepping. You're not practicing, and you can't do anything. It's like putting in golf. If you don't putt for 3 weeks and then go out and try to putt, you're not going to be a great putter. You got to practice. Well, we needed that practice on defense. We were able to get that in. Once we got that in, I thought that obviously had me feeling a lot better going in the NCAA tournament. And then after the first two games in the Sweet 16, we had a chance to practice more. I felt better going into the next round. And then to the Final Four, same exact thing.
Take me back to when you had open tryouts early on at Baylor.
You could have made the team and played.
I could probably help you out there in the pain. I'm only 6'5", but I guess at that time you would have taken me.
Oh, trust me, there weren't many 6'5 people. Hey, a funny story. We have walk-on tryouts. And we walk into the gym and we're like, holy cow. There were some tall players. There were some athletic players. And then we call everyone over and we say, all right, what year are you at Baylor? And where do you live? And then right away some hands went up. And wait a minute, you actually got to go to school here?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
People show up from Dallas and whatnot and just be on the team and didn't have to go to school. So hence to say, once we did that, then we were left with the normal walkouts, which are a lot of six-foot guys that really try hard.
I could have given you a triple-double. Has nothing to do with assists or points, probably just rebounds, elbows, and then probably hard screens, Coach.
Well, we'd have taken the rebounds for sure.
Scott Drew, when you just explain the open tryouts, and we all knew the circumstances that you were taking over, we don't have to rehash that. You were confident, like we told you, that clip that you said at the introductory press conference in 2003, you always had a belief and a vision. But was there ever a point where you said, what did I get myself into? This is going to be a whole lot tougher than what I thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, the great thing is and business owners can equate to this, when you open a new business, you have so much work to do. You really don't focus too much on the what you don't have or am I going to make it. You just try to every day get better. And I was really blessed. We brought in a great staff that really was positive, great work ethic, energetic. And every day, iron sharpens iron. So if we had those moments, we'd pick each other up. And it's on to the next thing, and we just tried to each day get better. And we had players that came in that really bought in to what we were trying to do, and that's why this championship isn't just for this year's team. It's for all the past players that have helped us get to this point and the sacrifice, hard work they've poured into the program. And then, obviously, them giving back to the current guys, meaning summertime coming and sharing knowledge and working out with them and helping them to be successful. So a great championship for not just this team, but for all the prior players that have come through.
You've been there since 2003, and you've had a lot of success, and now you have the ultimate success, winning an NCAA championship on the court. After a few years with what you were able to accomplish, some people would say, Coach, you should just take a different job, take a better job. You never did that. Why was that the case? Why'd you always stay at Baylor?
Well, God called me to be here until he calls me to go somewhere else. I'm going to stay where he wants me, as long as Baylor will have me.
Well, let me ask you this then, because I was talking to your AD, Mac Rhodes, last night on the show, and he said that you haven't reached your ceiling yet, and you're still evolving as a coach. And then I responded to him, well, Mac, that's going to be scary for the rest of college basketball because you guys just won the entire thing. Do you still feel that you're still evolving as a coach and you haven't reached your ceiling even after becoming a national champion?
Oh, most definitely. We ask players to improve every day, and coaches would be foolish to stop improving and growing. And the game's constantly evolving, new concepts, new ideas, new technology. And if you want to be successful, you constantly have to get better. So I try to surround myself with the people that are really successful and pick their brain and get better each and every day. And our staff does that, and our players do that. And at the end of the day, you can be a great coach, and doesn't mean you're going to win a national championship. You have to be blessed with a lot of good things, and that starts with players that really buy into your culture and that are really talented and that do a great job improving and getting better and putting the team first. And I know our staff's brought in great recruits that have been even better young men, and hopefully we can keep doing the same thing.
Your team's going to forever go down in the annals of NCAA basketball history. And 10 years from now, if someone says to you, hey, Coach, you know, I wasn't alive to see your team, can you describe your team to me that won it all? How would you describe them?
A team that played with great joy, loved one another, sacrificed for one another, and you could see the love out there and the passion in which they played with.
What do you want people to take away from your Baylor Bears story and what you've been able to accomplish?
Perseverance, determination. We have so many players that came in and they weren't five star. They weren't McDonald's All-Americans and people that were guaranteed this or that. They were guys that came in and had a chip on their shoulder each and every day. They worked hard. They got better. And because they did that, they were able to reach their goals and dreams. So, I mean, Freddie Gillespie is a great example of that. he just got a 10-day call-up with the Raptors, and Freddie was a guy that was a Division III player that played a total of, 15, 16 minutes his first year with his Division III school. I mean, if you can't get on the court Division III, how are you going to be in the NBA, right? And he came to Baylor, walked on, worked, and then became an all-conference player, and now he's in the NBA. So, again, your work ethic and your determination and how you prioritize things can determine a lot in life. And we've had guys that have worked extremely hard, sacrificed for the team, and because of that, a lot of them have reached their goals and dreams.
Scott Drew here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show. I saw Davion Mitchell, who had a great NCAA tournament, a great season, is going to the pros now, and we wish him the best. We know that he was a transfer in, coming over from Auburn. What do you really take away from your time with Davion Mitchell?
Well, I know I put a statement, going to enjoy all the celebration victory parades and things that we have here at Baylor, and then he's going to get with his family next week and then make a final announcement. And right now he just wants to enjoy the celebration. So when he goes, I can tell you one thing. We've been so blessed to be around him, and he's somebody each and every day that doesn't matter if he has success or failure, he's in the gym. I mean, I was just in the office, and guess where he's at? He's in the gym. So he won a championship. And 2 days later, and the reason no one was in the gym yesterday, no one slept the night before. So once we got back and we were able to celebrate a little bit with the people that met us at the airport, everybody went home and did laundry and went to bed.
How about that? You guys probably need to do some laundry after all that time in the bubble. It's probably nice to get back into your own bed.
Hey, clean boxers are unbelievable.
Well, last thing I'll ask you, Coach Scott Drew, I'm sure you've been getting 9,000 texts. You probably respond to all of them, and you get 900 more into your inbox. What was some of the greatest messages that you got? What were a few? Give me a little sampling of a few that were very important to you.
I'm one of those guys, if I get a text or an email for someone, I feel like I need to get back to them. So last night I did not go to bed till I was able to get all caught up. I knocked all that out, and then today, obviously, I got a restart. But it is a blessing to hear from people that you haven't heard from in a long time, and you're a blessed man to have friends and people in your life that want to be a part of special moments. So that's one thing great about social media and technology. You get to reconnect with people you haven't heard from in a while.
Was there one or two that meant a little bit more to you?
When you're in the thousands, they all mean a lot.
When do you think it will hit you, Coach? I know you said earlier it hasn't hit you yet. When do you think it will hit you?
Probably when everything slows down and you get a chance to take a breath, and then probably when you see some of the picture frames and some of the things that you put up in your office, and then you're like, wow, we did that.
Well, Coach, enjoy it. Congratulations once again. We really appreciate you making the time.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a blessed day.
Appreciate Scott Drew from your championship-winning Baylor Bears for a Monday night taking down Gonzaga, defeating them by 16 points, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A lot of movement on the QB carousel this offseason. The teams that brought in new quarterbacks, what are the expectations for those teams? We talk about that next.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll find out how smart Ryan Tracehickey is. Or we'll see how he operates under pressure. Under pressure. We're going to do a little sports Jeopardy. So I'll ask 10 questions that were actually asked on Jeopardy to Ryan Tracehickey. He set the over-under line at 5.5. Now, many people, you would think, oh, I'm confident. I'll set the over-under line by a few points less than what I actually think I'm going to get. And then I'll hit the over and I'll blow it out of the water and make myself look like a stud. Well, not with Ryan Tracehickey. He set it at 5.5 and he goes, yeah, I'll hit the under. No doubt about that. How many do you think you'll actually get right? If just give me the no halves, just the total number.
I mean, realistically, that it's, like, to your point, Jeopardy questions, I'm going to say 6. If I get 6 or above, I'll be fired up.
I actually think you're going to get 8.
I was going to say, you know the questions. You think 8? Okay.
There's a hockey one that you should get, but I think you could have an embarrassing moment and won't get it.
No.
There is one that I just don't think the answer, once you hear the answer, you'll go, wow, like, how did you not get that? But I don't think you would just right away think to say that part. Those are the, there's two questions that I think you're going to struggle with. So I'll say that you're going to get eight.
I like your confidence. Zach, thank you. You have my back.
And then I'll just subtract one because you'll mess one up just because of pressure. There are three questions here that if you don't, you easily, at a bare minimum, you'll get three.
Okay.
There are three questions because some, they go before you were born, things like that. There are three questions that if you don't get these right, and I've kind of sprinkled them out. If you need a confidence boost, that it will lift up your spirits a little bit. Because the last thing I want is, hey, Trace, this player played in 1985 and hit 67 home runs. And you get that one wrong, I'm just threw out a random number. And then the next thing you know, if I don't give you something easy a little bit later down the road, then you'll just have silence, and silence is not good on the radio. I don't want you to be demoralized from this. I'm actually setting you up. I think, I don't want to say I'm putting the ball on the tee, because I think it's a little bit more sophisticated than that. You're basically the 16-year-old, I think, in this scenario. You are the 16-year-old that there's a 14 and under baseball team. And when you're on the 14 and under baseball team, you're really not that good. But because you're 16 and you've actually went through puberty and gone through puberty, that you'll be better than all the other 14-year-olds.
That's a great analogy. Also, I think you're the only person here that
actually has confidence in you,
wants to see me succeed.
Yeah.
And two, putting me in position to succeed. If this was me, anyone else here, I'm picking the 10 hardest questions. I'm going for embarrassment 0 out of 10. So thank you for putting a few balls on the tee.
When I looked at this, it's from this website called Stacker. I just Googled it. Give me questions that are on Jeopardy sports related. It gave me 25 questions to pick from. Now, for example, let me give you one sampling. And this one I'm obviously not using because I think it was just too obvious. So the category is college football history. The value is $400. The episode air date was January 17th, 2017. Now, if you can't get this one right, then this is definitely going to change how I view you, and I'm going to then set my expectations all the way down to the floor. College football history. Here are the clues. Bear Bryant led Maryland and two other schools before rolling to 232 wins at this university. Can you really not get that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. This is like T-ball. Alabama, sorry.
No, you have to answer correctly.
Who is Alabama? What is Alabama?
Yeah.
It'd be what? Really?
Yeah, that's what it says here. What is Alabama?
Ooh.
You can go, who is Alabama?
Okay. Thank you for you the flexibility there. You would be correct.
But I could see, knowing you, how you would get a little bit nervous. Like, you would get a little bit nervous, and you would know the answer, but you don't really have confidence in yourself, so you would doubt if it's the right answer, and then you would say something else. I could see you doing something along those lines. All right, let me give you one other sample. So this is category, this right? Golden Retrievers. Clue. This is a $2,000 value. Episode air date April 26, 2010. In 2008, Sue Bird helped the U.S. win its fourth straight Olympic gold medal in this sport. I'll ask you one more time. In 2008, Sue Bird helped the U.S. win its fourth straight Olympic gold medal in this sport.
What is basketball?
Yep.
See, I'm just thrown off by the categories. Golden Retriever. Oh, gold. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. It took me a second to realize it, too. When I just first, before reading the question, I'm like, Golden Retrievers? The answer is basketball and Sue Bird. And then I read the clue. Yeah. Air Bud.
I'm going through my mind. What's the name of the movie?
But like, at first, you know, that's a $2,000 question. So you're two for two right now, but I didn't put those in there. All right, I'll give you one more. These are the appetizers. These are the pigs in the blanket that you don't like, but now you're starting to love pigs in the blanket because you're getting all these right. All righty. Really big sports stars $800 value. Episode air date October 16th, 2018. Here is the clue for a really big sports star. 6'10", Baseball Hall of Famer, Randy Johnson was nicknamed the Big This. Come on.
What is unit?
Yes.
Who is unit?
What is?
What is unit?
See, you knew the answer. You just didn't know how to phrase it with the what is or the who is. And quite frankly, that would be my biggest challenge as well. That'd be my biggest struggle here. Now, those are just the samplings. Those are the easy ones. I really think that you're going to get 7 out of 10. If you don't get 70%, I think it's an embarrassing moment for you. Really embarrassing.
I feel like you're trying to put added pressure on here. Like, basically, this is a layup. This is going to be so easy. And then, boom, there comes a smackdown of, like,
hey, in 1942,
questions.
This individual hit for the cycle in this game against that team in the World Series. Give me the team.
Who were the four pitchers he had the four hits against?
These ants, see, I told you this before. Because you texted me this. When I texted you this idea this morning, you said, great idea, love it. Would be glad to participate. But I'll probably make a fool out of myself. And I did text you in that moment. I even said it to you on the show today. Remember, we watch Jeopardy and we sit there like morons because we don't know about science. And we don't know about all the time American or world history. And we don't know about rocks and whatever crazy crap they ask you on Jeopardy. Like, I feel like a moron when I watch Jeopardy. And then when I actually get one of those non-sport questions right, I start doing the Cabbage Patch dance, and I'm freaking out. I'm doing the worm on the floor because I'm not intelligent in that manner. If that was the case, I wouldn't be on sports talk radio. I'd be doing some boring job, and I'd be miserable. Then when the sports categories come up on Jeopardy, not that I'll get every one. There are ones, though, that you hear and you go, wow, that's easy, piece of cake. Oh, these idiots, who happen to be very intelligent people, don't know how to get that one right? I'll never forget. I think there was one on Jeopardy. See, I'll never forget it. I go, I think. There was one that they were talking about Sam Hinkie, trust thee, and then all you had to say is, what is the process? No one was able to get that. Like, that's inconceivable to me that someone didn't know who Sam Hinkie was and someone didn't know trust the process. However, people that don't care about sports obviously aren't going to be good at sports trivia. When I went through 25 of these questions, I was expecting there to actually be some tough questions. There weren't many tough questions. This is what we'll do. You will get about 5 seconds, 5 to 7 seconds to come up with your answer. Right? That's fair. And if I see you struggling, I'll reread the question to buy you an extra second or two. I'm lending you a helping hand. But when we come on back, the over-under is set at 5.5. Will Ryan Trace Hickey get 6 or more correct? Or will it be a complete and utter embarrassment? And will he not be able to show his face to his friends and family again if it's 5 or below? We'll find out. We're doing Sports Jeopardy with actual trivia questions that are sports-related that were asked on Jeopardy when we come back on CBS Sports Radio. And we'll find out if Trace is going to fly. I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly. Or if Trace is just a disgrace.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Wow, you're nervous, Trace. Did you notice what you just did?
No.
Right when you went back to break, you tucked your hand, you put it up to your head, and it looked like you were wiping off sweat, and you exhaled.
I got fellow producers chirping at me now. You know, I told you, you I think are setting me up for the pressure to fall on the world right here.
Dave Ettinger. I'm actually annoyed at him. And I love Dave Ettinger. I used to work with him when I would fill in for Amy on the weekend overnights. Real nice guy. Has like 10,000 kids too. He's like the Antonio Cromartie of sports talk radio producing. It's crazy how many kids he has. And he gets off the overnight shift. And then he goes and trains at a gym. So maybe I should be careful because he could probably both kick both of our butts. But he's going in the poll question, the over-under of 5.5. And he goes, well, why isn't there a zero option? Shut up. Like, shut up. How about you support your teammate a little bit?
To be fair to Dave, now I'm going to wait to tweet him back to see how the results go first. I don't want to be getting too far ahead of myself. I can't blame him. I would do the same exact thing.
You know what's going to happen here, too? A lot of these questions are very easy. Because, once again, they're sports questions being asked on a show for intelligent people about actual things that are important. The sports things they don't really know about, because most of the time the people that are on Jeopardy probably didn't watch a lot of sports. Unless if you were the guy that was making fun of Aaron Rodgers the other night. Whose decision was it to take that field goal? Which was very funny. So even if you win and you go 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10, I could see Mraz. I could see also Dave Ettinger. Probably be the only two people that would chirp about this, go, well, terrible job by Gell picking all these easy questions. So I'm just prefacing it by that, that there are a lot of layups here. It's just because of the nature of the show. You got the Jeopardy music? Let's go. Let's hit it. All right. So you have to get at least 6. That's what you're looking for here, Ryan Tracicki. Clue number 1. Now, here's the category. The Super Bowl. Here's the clue. Now, this guy loves football. Coaches the Bucks to the Super Bowl win, hits the Monday Night Football booth, then returns, and maybe he shouldn't have returned, to coach the Raiders. This was a $1,000 value question, and this question aired on January 31st in the year of 2019.
This is a doozy. I will go with, who is John Gruden?
Correct. 1 for 1. Now, I told you I was going to start you off with an easy one. If you ended up getting that one wrong, I would have sent you the segment right there. Clue number 2. Pop quiz is the category. $1,200 question. It aired on June 24th, 2019. This college coach lent his name to a youth football league.
Who is Pop Warner?
Correctamundo. Now, this isn't part of the Jeopardy question, but I'm just curious if you know this at all. Pop Warner. What school? He coached at a lot of schools. What school in particular am I probably most proud about that he coached at?
Proud? Wow. Is he a Temple Owl coach?
That's
How
right.
How about that?
1933 to 1938.
Wow. Did he win anything?
Don't have a damn clue. It wasn't even a thought in 1933 to 1938.
Wow. I guess he must have been pretty good then, considering he has a whole youth league named after him. So probably, yeah, he probably won a Temple.
All righty. So you're 2 for 2. Next up. Sounds like Pig Latin. It's an interesting category. Sounds like Pig Latin. Value $800. This question aired April 16th in the year of 2019. Clue. Long thought to have invented baseball, he fought for the Union at Gettysburg.
Can you repeat the question, please? Oh, and the category?
Category sounds like Pig Latin. Long thought to have invented baseball, he fought for the Union at Gettysburg. Give you 5 more seconds.
Big Flatten.
What?
It says sounds like Pig Latin, so I went with a little rhyme. Got to go with the category.
Now, you can't get this one right. Do you know who invented baseball? Long to have thought to have invented baseball?
No, I don't, I guess.
Who is Abner Doubleday? See?
Yeah.
You should have got that one.
I should have. I'll be honest, rhymes or sounds like Pig Latin kind of threw me off.
Threw you off. That was one of the ones that I said that you would have incorrect and that it would be one that afterwards you go, man, I probably should have got. All righty. Clue number 4. The rules they just made up, $400 value, aired in 2019, June 12th. Here is the clue. Basketball rules made just to hamper this 100-point scorer include you can't throw an inbounds pass over the rim. You need the question one more time.
Sure.
Basketball rules made to just hamper this 100-point scorer include you can't throw an inbounds pass over the rim.
Who is Wilt Chamberlain?
There you go. I kind of seem right now Mr. Deeds when they have like the trivia contest and Mr. Deeds. That's what I feel. Not Mr. Deeds, Billy Madison. Excuse me. I feel like I'm your professor right now, except I'm not going to be stripping as what they had with Veronica Vaughn. Well, they did have Chris Farley, remember, in there. The bus driver tried to start stripping. It was the nightmare. Right now, you are 3-for-4. See, I told you these questions are not that difficult. All righty. Clue number 5. This one I don't think you're going to get. It's time for Dodger Baseball. $800 value aired May 28th, 2019. Clue. The 1970s Dodgers had the longest lasting intact this group. Garvey at first, Lopes at second, Russell shortstop, Say at third base.
Like a nickname of the group?
No. Once again, the 1970 Dodgers had the longest lasting intact. This group is the fill in the blank. The 1970 Dodgers are the longest lasting intact. This group is the answer. Garvey, Lopes, Russell, Say. Now, as you try to get your thoughts gathered, do you know what Ron Say's nickname was?
I don't know.
The Penguin.
Oh, I like that.
But anyway, back to the question. You have an answer.
I will go, what is infield?
Now, that was, I thought, an obvious one when you would have heard the answer. But I would have never actually have thought you got it, because that's just like a bizarre, you know what the position group is, but you're not probably thinking that. Like, if I didn't say to you, fill in the blank, this group, I don't know if you're getting that one.
If you didn't say, like, I assume, like, it meant, like, nickname. If I wasn't allowed to clarify, I probably would have thought, like, some random, like, nickname.
Like, group. If he had you going up against Mraz or Edinger, I think they would have got that one before you. All righty. We got to speed it up here. Clue 6. You're an all-star. Starting in 1948, this Mr. Hockey was named to a record 21 NHL All-Star games, $1,000 value, February 28th, 2019.
Gordie Howe?
You got to answer correctly.
Who is Gordie Howe?
That is correct. I love the uncertainty, by the way, in that answer, because it had to do with hockey. Clue 7.
Old school hockey is, yeah.
Point the finger. Come on, Mr. Hockey. You got to get. Clue 7. Point the finger. $800 value air January 9, 2012. Here's the clue. Close basketball shot from the tip of the hand into the basket. You need the question one more time.
Yes, please.
Close basketball shot from the tip of the hand into the basket.
I'm going to lose my mind if I get this one wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Ah!
I need an answer, please.
What is a tip-in?
What is a finger roll?
Oh, okay.
Not a pizza roll, but a finger roll. So incorrect. Okay. So far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for 7. 3 more to go. Let me scroll down here. I got to go down the categories a little bit. I think you should get this one. The Olympics, $800 question, April 2nd, 2019. Here's the clue. Herb Brooks coached the U.S. to the Miracle on Ice hockey victory at this site in the Adirondacks.
Where is Lake Placid?
Answer correctly.
Did I say where?
Yeah.
What is Lake Placid? Who is Lake Placid?
No, you gotta
what,
say.
What is Lake Placid?
There you go. Now, I thought you were gonna get that one, but I was a little skeptical if you were.
I actually went to Lake Placid last year.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
If you did not go to Lake Placid, would you have known that?
Well, my dad like loves the Olympics, so we're an Olympic family, so yes.
Well, you're already at 6.
I wanted 9. We're gonna go for 8 now.
Okay. Yeah, you're 6 for 8 right now. So two more left. This is the layup if you needed a confident booster. May 10th, 2019. If you don't get this within 3 seconds, you're just a fool. $400. Category, hall pass. Did your girlfriend ever give you a hall pass there, Ryan Tracecki?
No, I forget this one, Ryan. We have to talk about it.
To everyone's relief in 2019, this Yankee pitcher became the first unanimous selection to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Who is Mariano Rivera?
Yep. Final one. So you're at 7 right now?
7 out of 9.
You know what people are going to say. Oh, these questions are too easy. Once again,
blame
these are the actual Jeopardy questions.
Writers, you cowards.
If we started to ask him questions about science and about math, he'd have no clue. See, this is what the layup questions are in Jeopardy, but to the people on Jeopardy, they're not layups because most of the people aren't sports fans, I would think. Alrighty. Final one. Pro baseball teams. $1,000 question. Episode air date, March 30th, 2018. This West Coast team is the only one whose team, city, and name are both in Spanish.
Who are the San Diego Padres?
That's correct. Nice job. I told you.
That was a tricky one.
Wait, did you get 8 out of 10?
8 out of 10.
Didn't I say 8 out of 10, maybe 7?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You have the pulse of the Jeopardy there, Zach.
The questions weren't that difficult, right?
No, they were not.
So you got 2 wrong. Maybe we should start doing this, and I'll actually get, like, tougher questions, come up with my own questions. Zach Gill, better than Jeopardy. And we'll have you, like, challenge a producer. If you had to challenge one producer, who would you challenge quickly?
Easy.
All right, someone that is not a layup to beat.
Dave.
Edinger.
Let's
get Edinger, because he talked a lot of smack. We'll do that later on in the week. Hickey versus Edinger. When we come on back, Kellen Mond will join us. Zach Gill Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.